Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom,
keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Passion. That, you know, when we're thinking about meaningful pursuits, most people only think about passionate pursuits. Well, I'm here to say all of this requires a sense of passion, of positive or heightened emotions and feelings and experiences that we want to create in our lives. Not because we want to be buzzed out by them, but because we recognize the potential and the magic that comes from when we allow ourselves to be emotive. And when we allow ourselves to pursue things that we actually care about, what you find meaningful and fulfilling tends to come from things that you are doing, meaningful pursuits, that you find intrinsically and deeply interesting or passionate or even obsessive, in that you're like, I just love this thing so much. And the more that you love something, the more that you tend to find it to be fulfilling. And so we've got to allow ourselves to pursue our interests and our passions to the place of love. That when you have love in your life, you are more in connection with what will make you feel fulfilled, and it will be in more connection of what you will later on ascribe as a meaningful life. Never met a person in all my years of researching personal development, reading all the great biographies, being with psychologists and sociologists and psychiatrists, and being with people in hospice at the end of their life. Never met a single person to talk about, think about, write about, research, or experience a meaningful life absent of love. Not a single, never done it. I haven't read a spiritual text that love wasn't the center of what humankind's meaning is. I've never read any research that has found a happy person who didn't have deep, meaningful, connected, and loving relationships. I've never met someone who attained, you know, the remarkable status of a billionaire or a multimillionaire or the CEO or the most successful person or expert in their field who didn't love what they were doing. Maybe they didn't love it every day. And that's a mistake, that every day is supposed to be perfect and joyous and abundant and, oh my gosh, perfect. No, there's lots of days that aren't, but they're on what I would call a loving path. They're on a loving path. They love what they're doing. They might not even know what the career is, but every time they do that one thing, they feel a connection to it that's different than other things. There's more interest, more passion, more depth, more excitement, more something there. And we haven't been taught to pursue those things. Especially when we're young, we're taught to pursue avenues that lead to a specific result that society has said is good. You know, we'll do this job because it leads to that salary. Instead of asking, what do you like doing? What are you interested in? What draws your passion? What do you love actually spending your time on? Finding those things and exploring and spending time with them, regardless of the external rewards, the extrinsic rewards. No, you do them because you inherently find them to be interesting, passionate, good. You love doing it. The more time you spend doing things that you love, I promise you'll watch your sense of meaning and fulfillment go through the roof. But most people think, well, I got to quit my job then. I'm like, no, what you got to do is give yourself 2 more hours of that thing that you love a week.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
For me, I believe that everyone has different life contexts. You know, I remember being a young man, I said, I want to write books. And I said, quit your job. And that wasn't realistic for me at that moment. I wouldn't be able to afford to eat. But it didn't mean I couldn't write a few hours a day. And I found that the more that I found time to write, even if it happened to be 20 minutes that day, even if it happened to be 1 hour on that Saturday, that dopey little coffee shop I like to go to. Well, guess what? I sense more meaning and fulfillment in life. And I say this because not every day, not every moment has to, oh, meaning and fulfillment, Brendan. No, but we all have choices to label things, to name things, to define things, to cultivate the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts, the self-talk that we all want, build better relationships, live more healthfully, add in a little exploration or adventure. We can do all of that. But if we think somehow that every day is supposed to be perfect and we're always going to be in this perfect sense of bliss and meaning and fulfillment, we're cheating ourselves and we're probably not being realistic. But I think what is real, the more that we are aligned with love, whatever that is for you, maybe for you at this stage of life, well, that means, Brendan, I'm going to do what I love. And for you, love is doing a career, right? For you, maybe love is exploring a topic. For you, maybe doing what you love is starting your business. Maybe for you, love means I'm going to spend quality time with my family. Love is I'm going to be a great parent right now at this stage of my life. Maybe love right now means you're going to build something new. Maybe love is just that one thing you do out in the garage that you just love doing. My dad loved building bird boxes. He just loved it. Man, he'd work so hard all week. He'd be so busy with the family. But man, if he could find an hour or two out there to build a bird box, a bird feeder, he'd be so happy. He'd be so happy. If he could go, he would love to go to the golf courses on the outside of the golf courses beyond the perimeter. He'd go and take like a pillowcase and he'd just go pick up all the golf balls that were way shot out. And I never understood it until years later. I said, why is he out there? I'd be embarrassed. Said, my dad is out there picking up these straight golf balls. Why is he doing that? And then I realized that was his form of meditation. Got him out in nature, away from everybody else. Just picking up one ball at a time, nothing else to do. Just breathing out in nature. He was happy. He just loved doing that. And when he came back home after doing that, he was in like this Zen Buddha mode. He just loved doing that. He found a lot of meaning in that. What do you find meaning in? Is there something you love you could give a few more hours to? Is there someone you love you could give a few more hours to? Is there an interest or hobby, a passion that you just love doing? And maybe, you know what? It doesn't add up to the bank account. It doesn't get you on the cover of the magazines, but it makes life worthwhile. You feel better. You feel a greater sense of fulfillment from life because you're living life, doing things, and being a person that you love. I think ultimately, all meaning and fulfillment, all roads somehow lead back to this topic of love. Might not have all the answers on that one, but that might be something for you to journal about today. How does love connect to your sense of meaning and fulfillment in life? That might mean you live with love, meaning you are loving-hearted towards other people. It might mean how you treat other people. It might be the things that you do. It might be your life philosophy. However you define it, I promise you, my friends, love, that's the answer somewhere.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.